Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history and uniform numbers. And welcome to your sports break for November 13th, as we will talk about some of the greatest sporting events in North America on the date of November 13th throughout history, and the uniform numbers of the players that made these great actions and events happen. Now, before we get to that, let's make sure that you know about our newsletter. Each and every day, 6:30 a.m. Eastern, you can get a newsletter, What's Going On, from the Pigpen Sports, from Pigskin Dispatch, from Jersey Dispatch, our podcast, Orville Mulligan, our audio drama, and everything on Sports History Network. All you have to do is subscribe. Two easy questions to answer, and the link is right here in the show notes of this very podcast. Now, your uniform numbers for November 13th that we're going to talk about, and there's a lot of them, numbers 5, 1, 9, 11, 45, 14, 6, 8, 37, 16, 21, 24, 22, and number 27. We're going to start off in a uniform alert, November 13, 1875. This is a historic moment in uniform history. The Harvard-Yale game of football became the first college football contest with uniforms worn by each team. The contest has been noted as the first ever game when both teams donned coordinated uniforms. The teams fielded 15 athletes to a side. The Harvard students, well, they ended up picking a crimson color over magenta as the school color, and that's how they became the nickname of the Crimson. November 13th, 1951, Lefty O'Doul's All-Stars, including Joe DiMaggio wearing number 5 and number 1 Billy Martin, lost by the score of 3-1 to a Pacific League All-Star team from Japan. November 13th, 1964, Bob Pettit, number 9 of the St. Louis Hawks, became the first NBA player to score 20,000 points in his career. November 13, 1968, a rookie and future Basketball Hall of Fame forward, Elvin Hayes, who wore number 11, scored 54 points in the San Diego Rockets' 122-120 victory over the Detroit Pistons. It was a career high for Elvin Hayes. November 13, 1968, Bob Gibson, number 45, edged out Pete Rose, number 14, to win the National League MVP in baseball. November 13th, 1973, the Oakland A's Reggie Jackson, wearing number 44, unanimously won the American League Most Valuable Player. November 13th, 1974, LA Dodgers number 6, Steve Garvey, won the National League MVP. And November 13th, 1979, Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder Pops Willie Stargell, number 8, and St. Louis Cardinals first baseman number 37, Keith Hernandez, shared the National League Most Valuable Player award. November 13, 1985, pitcher Dwight Gooden, number 16 of the New York Mets, became the youngest 20-game winner and ended up winning the Cy Young Award for the National League that year. November 13, 1991, Boston Red Sox number 21, Roger Clemens, won the American League Cy Young Award. November 13, 1996, the San Diego Padres third baseman Ken Caminiti, number 21 on his jersey, was the fourth unanimous winner of the National League Most Valuable Player. November 13th, 1997, Ken Giffey Jr., number 24 of the Seattle Mariners, unanimously, he won the American League Most Valuable Player award. And finally, November 13th, 2014, Clayton Kershaw, number 22 of the LA Dodgers, and Mike Trout, number 27, won the Most Valuable Player awards in Major League Baseball for 2014. There's your sports history, your sports break for November 13th. So glad you could join us for this little bit of sports history and a glimpse, and he's recognizing these great players in our uniform numbers that performed so well throughout sports history that we remember and love to take care of and listen to and read. If you want to do some more reading and listening to, we'll go to sportshistorynetwork.com. 30 podcasters bring you sports history and all kinds of genres and eras of sports history. I think you're going to love love it. Also, our websites, pigskindispatch.com and jerseydispatch.com, as well as orvillemulligan.com, to bring you some more great sports histories in just a little bit different light. And till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day.
The Rose Bowl. The game that inspired the college football bowl season has a long and storied history. The stadium itself is 100 years old, and in celebration of it, Pigskin Dispatch is assembling some of the top historians and authors to share the memories, people, and events that make the granddaddy of them all the special game that it is.
That's right. Join me, Darren Hayes, on the Pigskin Dispatch podcast here on Sports History Network or your favorite podcast provider from the end of November all the way to the day of the big game.
Rose Bowl history from PigskinDispatch.com.
Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.